All right. Well, riding the high, the Giants returning to the yard and the candlestick vibe out there. Just down the street at Chase Center, some bad news. James Wiseman goes down. Oof. Let's talk about it with Connor Letourneau of the San Francisco Chronicle. The Warrior beat writer does a great job. Always welcome, and we thank him for coming on the show on the UMA guest line. Connor, good morning. How are you, man?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, great to have you. And what a weekend, right? I mean, the bummer loss Friday night was bad enough. And then even though they win on Saturday, this Wiseman injury, I mean, you know, reading your piece in the Sporting Green, and can you put it in perspective for our listeners of what you wrote today about how devastating this is?
Huge blow. I mean, you look at the trajectory of his season to this point, and there's been just so many fits and starts, so many setbacks. You know, he's never really been able to get into a rhythm just because of the coronavirus-related absences, the wrist injury earlier in the season, and then now here you are with this knee injury. And the Warriors haven't said that he's out for the season, but I would personally be absolutely shocked if he played another game this season. Even if the severity of the meniscal tear was not horrible, I would think that they'd take the cautious route and just let him sit out the rest of the season and hope that he can have somewhat of a normal offseason regimen. But, you know, this is a guy who is they're obviously by far their most important young piece. The Warriors entered the season hoping that they could, you know, get him to the point by next season where he'd be somewhat of a dominant force on both ends and could be a huge part of a championship chase. And now it was looking like before the injury that probably wasn't going to happen, that he was a good 2 years away from being that type of player. But this kind of setback that definitely does not help.
Yeah, it's just a real bummer. And, I mean, somebody's talking about Joe Lacob. A listener said, did Lacob sell his soul to the devil? Because everything that's happened, the Durant injury, Clay two times, Steph last year with the hand, you guys detailed it in your graphic in the Chronicle this morning. You know, it's funny, Connor, and I guess actually, my next question, actually, before I get to the big picture about his performance, micro question here, as far as, like, testing and results, is there more testing to be done? And what is your history with meniscus injuries in the NBA when you cover them, you know, how long they are? I guess, is there any chance he plays summer league ball?
Yeah. I think there's a good chance he plays summer league ball. I mean, you're looking at a lot of times with this type of injury, 4 to 6 weeks. I mean, it's not like an ACL or anything like that. It's not that serious, but, you know, 4 to 6 weeks is the general recovery timetable. I was told yesterday that it could be a day or two before we get more details in terms of how long the Warriors expect him to be out, just because they do want to do further testing and that sort of thing. But I know how the Warriors operate. They tend to be very cautious with this sort of thing, especially when you're dealing with a player like James, who's so important to the future of the organization. And so I think I would be shocked if he played another game this season, even if they made the playoffs. You know, you don't want to bring him back and throw him into the fire in the playoffs when he's had a long layover. So I would be shocked if he played another game, but I do think that there's a good chance he'll have a normal offseason, which honestly is so important, because I was saying for the past couple months, I don't know how much he can really improve mid-season. I really think he desperately has needed some extended time away from a season environment to get better, you know, work on his game. I know he already has plans to work out with Kevin Garnett this summer, and then he can have a summer league, and he can, you know, do all the things he needs to do to hopefully enter next season ready to come close to being that bona fide starting center that the Warriors need him to be.
Connor Letourneau, the voice you hear of the San Francisco Chronicle. Okay, so if indeed it is the curtains on his season, we look back on what he did. You know what's interesting? I'm reading in your piece here. He ranks third among rookies in rebounding, fourth in shooting percentage and blocks, fifth in scoring per game. So by any measure, top five in really critical categories. And yet, you have that stat that the Warriors didn't play as well when he was on the court. How would you kind of big picture say his rookie season went? Like if somebody says to you, hey, how'd James Wiseman rookie season go? Would you say, it was a little bit of a disappointment, or no, tremendous promise on display, arrow up?
To be honest, I would say it was a disappointment, but you do have to take into account all the circumstances. And I know Steve Kerr brings it up almost every day. He didn't he only played 69 minutes in college. He didn't have a preseason. He didn't have a summer league. You know, he had, like I said earlier, he had so many absences throughout the season. And then I also don't think, to be honest, I don't think the Warriors handled his development this season wonderfully. I mean, he was in a bunch of different lineups. He was in and out of the starting lineup. You know, there was a lot of mixed messaging around whether they were going to go all in on his development or kind of bring him along slowly. And so I think that was a lot to deal with when you're talking about a 20-year-old kid, 19 years old until recently. And I talked to his mom recently, and she told me it feels like every time he takes two steps forward, they push him 9 steps back. And she was just talking in a general sense with that day. But so I do think it's been disappointing. You look at the numbers, yes, you know, one thing the Warriors always love to bring up is the fact that he's averaging more points in fewer minutes than Kevin Garnett did his rookie season and when he was 19, which is true. But you take a deeper look at the analytics and all the analytics and numbers that kind of tell you, you know, the quality of those minutes have been very negative. 538.com, which is a great analytics site, has a stat called the Raptor, which basically evaluates the quality of someone's performance. And there's 250 NBA players ranked on that. And last I checked, James Wiseman was 249th.
Woo.
So anyone who's watching his games can see that he most of the time looked kind of like he was uncomfortable out there, didn't know what he was doing. Now, what I will say, the timing of this is so unfortunate because it felt like he was finally starting to break through a little bit. His past couple games before the injury, he looked a lot more comfortable. Steve was finally introducing some more pick and rolls and simplifying the offense for him, which I think they needed to do long ago. And it felt like they were finding something that worked. So it's unfortunate that they're not going to be able to build off that this season, probably.
Totally agree that this was a critical moment because he was going to – I think the next 19 games were going to be like the most important 19 games. You know, everybody always says the next game is the most important game anyway. But so frustrating, especially because they want to be able to, you know, make a run next year. And so they're going to have to really give this guy an offseason – like crazy. So when it was all said and done, Connor, and you evaluate like kind of the rookie hierarchy, LaMelo Ball and he are both out now. This is what happens when you play 82 games. They find out that the body can get a beating. I'm reading Anthony Edwards has actually sort of snuck back up to the top of the rookie rankings from some people's estimations. I mean, if you watch him play, he's scoring. Tyrese Haliburton in Sacramento, Emmanuel Quickley of the Knicks is mentioned. Just on top of your head, I'm not going to hold you to this, but would you put Wiseman sort of, if you had to re-rank the rookie season, somewhere around 5, 6, or 7 or what?
Yeah, I would. Behind all the names that you just mentioned, I can't think of anyone else I'd really put him behind. But I think Anthony Edwards was debatable for a while because he was so inefficient offensively, but he's been great the past month or so ever since they got a new coach. A new interim coach. He's really come into his own. Has been pretty dominant. So I would definitely put Anthony above him, even Quickley, Haliburton, and then obviously LaMelo Ball, even though his season ended a while ago. But that being said, I don't think the Warriors should necessarily regret taking James Wiseman. I think the Warriors knew to an extent what the situation was when they took him. It always takes big men longer to adjust to the NBA game than wings and point guards. And, you know, he was pretty raw in a lot of ways when they took him. But he's, I think, shown enough flashes to believe that he can be a perennial all-star in this league. To me, the concern is I just don't think it's going to happen as quickly as they wanted it to. I think in an ideal world, they wanted him to be a dominant player by next season because that's really – going to be the heart of their window in terms of chasing a title with hopefully a healthy Clay. And that's not going to be the case. I think he's at least 2 years away from being a dominant player in this league, which isn't ideal, but you know, he's going to be a good player. And I think the Warriors are confident in that.
Good conversation, Connor. Appreciate it. And we'll stick. Well, next time we talk, we can talk about the team as a whole, but today was about Wiseman and good piece in the Chronicle and enjoy the game tonight.
Of course. Thanks, guys.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show. Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville?
Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Well, let's see. Good for my career. Sent me to rehab, though. So that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.